This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Not unrelated to the debt limit comes this item. American consumers continue to feel good about the economy. The Consumer Confidence Index, out today from a private research firm called the Conference Board, was as high as it's been in about 5 years. Kate Davidson explains why that might be.
It may seem funny to assign a number to consumer confidence. It's part how people feel about the economy now and part how they expect the economy to be in coming months. Put it all together, and the Conference Board's Lynn Franco says this month's number is 81.5. That's better, but
generally when they're extremely confident, we get readings of 90 or above. So, you know, we're sort of on the right path, but we still have a ways to go.
Economists say the tailwinds on that path are that the job market is slowly improving, stock prices are up, housing prices are rising. But the headwinds, says PNC economist Gus Fauché, are that
wage growth is very weak. The unemployment rate, although it's coming down, is still at 7.4%. And overall employment's down by about 2 million from where it was prior to the recession. So those are drags on confidence.
One thing about this month's measure of consumer confidence is that the expectations part of it went up. People were more optimistic. Chris Christopher is an economist with IHS Global Insight. He says that's in part because the recovery has been so anemic. It only takes a little bit of good news to boost consumers' confidence.
So what would make them happy now takes a lot less on the economic front than it would, let's say, in 2005, you know, when things are doing very well.
Economists say consumer confidence is important because it's an early predictor of trends in the economy. In this case, a modestly upward trend. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.